Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about timing, stress, acceptance, understanding, gratitude, letting go, believing, achieving, activating, connecting, and just being. Any time of the year, we all go through responsibilities, we have struggles, we have ups and downs, we have successes. And throughout that time, we begin to, what I say, walk that journey. And sometimes that journey seems to be challenging. Sometimes the journey seems to be long. Sometimes it seems to be excruciating. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. Sometimes it can be intense. Sometimes it can feel like the best thing in the world, like everything's just working, you know, perfectly. While other times we can feel the exact opposite. And throughout this journey that we call life, we need to be constantly learning and growing to make ourselves better every day, to make ourselves stronger every day, to connect with our truth every day. And in that process, we begin to be better. And, you know, it's interesting because many of us are going through these trials and tribulations in life. Some of us are having one of the most easiest, most pain-free times in our life. And most of us are somewhere in the middle. And somewhere in the middle can be okay. Some of us feel that somewhere in the middle can be excruciating. Some of us are just kind of going through the motions. We're not really focusing on what's happening. We're going through the motions and we're just kind of going through them at a rapid speed. And in that process, we might not be taking in all that we need to take in. We might not be realizing all of what is going on around us. We may not be taking the full advantage in a positive way of our life. There might be things that are falling by the wayside on a constant basis, and we don't realize it because we have so much on our plate, and it's so challenging to see. And, you know, I think many of us, which is really hard to do, need to take a step back from our own life and see it for what it is so we actually see the truth of what we're really dealing with, understanding our reality and moving forward. And this, all in and of itself, is extremely positive, but it can be challenging to do. Many of us are overwhelmed already with responsibilities, work responsibilities, family responsibilities, personal responsibilities, health, you know, responsibilities, and the list goes on. So how do we get a good grasp of this? How do we begin to understand our truth? How do we begin to see our life in a way that we can see the goodness of it? How do we begin to see the things that need to be augmented or changed? Many of us are very good about seeing other people's situations. We're very good about seeing what other people need to be doing in their life. We're extremely talented at being able to see what people need to change in their life and the things that they're doing wrong. But what happens when it comes to us? How do we begin to see those things? How do we begin to manage those things? And how do we begin to process what we need to process? And that is what we're going to be talking about in today's show. That is where we're going from A to B. And this is where I think we can really talk about things, because we can talk about other people's issues. We can talk about what other people are doing. We can even address the crazy things that are going on in our lives, in society, in government, on TV, in Hollywood. But when does it come down to the fact that we have to actually look at ourselves? And I think that many of us don't really look to ourselves until, and I don't mean it's never too late, but until that, you know, everything seems really messed up. You know, it's like, it's kind of like the old, you know, analogy where you have a, you know, you meet somebody, you quickly get into business with them, and you end up, you know, investing in all these things, and then, you know, and then you start having these red flags, and then you do a background check and you realize that this person is wanted all over the country for all kinds of things. It's like we wait until the last minute to do things. We wait until the chips are down. We wait until we're in pain and suffering until we begin to work on ourselves. We wait until it's, oh, my God, I'm dying. I'm emotionally spent. I'm overwhelmed. We wait till then before we actually begin to do the work. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like, why do we wait all the way to then? Why do we wait all the way until that piece that we want to do something? And it's human nature to wait till everything's really messed up before we want to try to find solution. And then we want to find the solution, and we want the solution right now. We want it yesterday. We want it the day before. It can't happen soon enough. I've had many clients come to me in the very beginning, and they say, how many sessions do you think this is going to take? I always think that's an interesting question. How many sessions do you think this is going to take? I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, and even if I did, I'm not really sure they'd show me the future of anybody, but it would be a very nice, beautiful piece of crystal. However, I can't answer that question. And the one thing that I do respond back with everybody is, it took you a lifetime to get here. Now we just kind of got to change things. We got to go back and change things. And that could take us a shorter time. It could take us a longer time. It really depends on each person. But it's like, why do we wait until that point, the breaking point? And again, it is human nature. It's the way we do things. We wait. You know, it's like, okay, it's the breaking point. You know, time to do something. You know, time to make changes. But what do I need now? Now I need change right now. I need it right now. I need it yesterday. And, you know, the first thing that I think is interesting, and this is, you know, regards every type of situation we're in, is that when we're in it, we're overwhelmed by it. When we're in it, it seems so challenging. When we're in it, it seems so overwhelming when we're in it. And that's for a lot of things. You know, you might be going through something right now that you're saying, my God, I can't believe this is going on. I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm completely stressed out. I can't believe I'm dealing with this. I don't know what to do or how to handle this. I get it. I understand. I get it. I totally get it. But we all know that this too is going to pass. And that's hard to reflect on. Because most of us innately don't like change. We don't, because change scares us. However, change doesn't always have to be a bad thing either. Sometimes change can be the best thing. But many of us are chained into a situation, shackled into a situation that to some degree makes us feel comfortable even though we're not happy. And many of us are in situations right now where you might be comfortable, but you're not happy. And that's a hard thing to be. That's a hard place to be. It's a hard place to be because it's one of the hardest places to leave. It's one of the hardest places to leave. How do you leave? How do you leave when you're so comfortable? You know, it's like being in a prison, but you get decent food. And the floor is nice, and you got, you know, carpet, and it's clean. And, you know, for the most part, you know, you get to, you have some sort of freedoms. But, you know, every night at 7 o'clock, you're going to have dinner. And you're going to go to bed at a certain time. And you're going to wake up at a certain time, and you're going to work out at a certain time. And you know what's going to happen. I'm giving an example. It might not be what you necessarily want, but it's consistent. And it's what you know. You know, it really is. It's consistent. And it's what you know. It's what you know to be true. It's what you know. And these are the interesting pieces of it. These are the interesting pieces of it. Because many of you right now are in a situation where it is comfortable. It is comfortable. But you are not necessarily happy. And many of you don't even know what happiness is because it's been so long. We don't really know what it is. Or we've been living our life for other people. Or we've just been living and existing for a very long time. without a lot of personal understanding and growth to really see where we need to be at that moment in time. And to accept that and say, okay, hey, I might not be where I want to be, but this is where I eventually want to be. This is where I eventually want to be in my life. This is what I need to do to get there. And in that process, we have to first accept the reality we're in. We have to accept our reality. You know, what is our reality? Okay, well, whatever your reality is, what does that look like? Married with 3 kids? Divorced with 2 kids? Never been married? Wanting to be married? Don't know what you want? I mean, there's lots of different levels of reality. But at what point do we get real with our reality and say, okay, this is where I'm at. No judgment. So the thing is accepting our reality without judgment, because that's one of the big problems that many of us have, is we judge the situation as it is in our own mind based on our own thoughts about what we feel about society, our lives, where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, what we're not doing, who we need to be, the amount of money we need to be making, the house we should be living in, the spouse we should have, the job title we should have, the amount of money we should be making, the car we should be driving. All these things come into play, and we start thinking about all this, and we downgrade and downgrade our lives, and we look at our friends that have a better job. We look at our friends that make more money. We look at our friends that don't have to work at all, and we begin to judge ourselves. Maybe you look at the friend that's married, that's got the 2 kids, it seems like a perfect life, and her child just got accepted to Stanford. And you're like, oh my God, now that's the kind of family I want. That's the kind of family I want. And we end up losing ourselves. We end up losing ourselves in that. And that can be extremely painful. Because we see what we think we want. We see what we think we need. We see what we think is the best option. And we bird dog on that. And then we downplay our own life. Another thing, too, is that we're not in these people's shoes. We really have no idea what's going on. The marriage with the 2 kids and the kid going to Stanford, they could be very unhappy because that marriage is falling apart behind closed doors. And the child going to college is going to create more of a rift. You know, it's interesting because we don't really know what's going on. All we know is we can make assumptions based on what other people's lives are doing, what they're doing, and how they're living. And when we do that, though, we downplay ourselves and we leave our acceptance of our reality and we turn into this judger that judges ourselves based on the things that we haven't done or the things we haven't accomplished or the things that we wish we had and the things that other people had done that we have not done. And we begin to find faults in our life and faults in that, and all that stuff begins to weigh on us and it makes us change our mind and we have all these pains and sufferings and all this stuff goes down, and that's when we begin to go down that slippery slope. And so we have to begin to look at our reality and say, what in my reality am I pleased with? What is it that brings me joy? What is it that's fine? What is it that is not broken? What are the things that are broken? What are the things that need to be fixed? What are the things that I need to do? And this is what we're going to be talking about in today's show. It's perfect timing. Any timing is perfect timing. We're at the right place at the right time, and you are in the right place at the right time. So stay tuned. I have a lot more coming up for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about timing. We're talking about acceptance in our life. We're also talking about being in that comfort zone, which is not giving us happiness. Being in that comfort zone where we're comfortable, but we're not necessarily happy. And how do we break that cycle? How do we accept our reality? And how do we augment judgment? Because I think that many of us that are in that situation, we've been judging everything around us to a point where we judge ourselves, right? We look at everybody else's lives. We look at their lives. We judge ours. Like, we judge other people basically. Oh my God, look at their, you know, look at their kids' education. Look at their house. Look at their car. Whatever it is that we're judging ourselves on. And I know that many people that are listening to my show, most of you, it's not, you don't judge other people so much as you judge yourself. We judge ourselves. We make things challenging on ourselves. We push ourselves. We're negative on ourselves. We're mean to ourselves. And those things are fundamentally challenging. And we got to stop doing that because that's not going to benefit us. So first off, we have to look at our reality and accept our reality without judgment. And the only way we can do that is catching the judgment all the time. You got to catch the judgment. When was the last time you judged somebody? You know, when was the last time that you judged somebody based on, like, judging yourself based on what they were doing? So whether you went across something on social media, Or maybe you judge yourself based on a phone call with a friend about what they were doing possibly, or things that they're working on, or accomplishments that they have. Maybe you were on LinkedIn the other day and you're looking at somebody's accomplishment of their job and you started judging yourself. Well, I haven't been at my job that long, or I wish I would have had tenure like that, or whatever it is. Perhaps you're on Instagram looking and you saw a picture of somebody's beautiful wedding. Or you see an engagement, or you see a child being born, and you're like, God, I don't have a kid, and I'm already 38, and when is this ever going to happen for me? And it's like accepting that and saying, okay, look, I'm judging myself again. I'm judging myself based on what I don't have. I'm judging myself based on what I don't have. What do I do there? What do I do? And that's a big question. That's a big question. You know, I mean, think about it. That is a huge question. What do you do? And we have to step back and write that down and say, okay, I judge myself today because I saw someone that was having a child and I wish I had a child and I'm getting older by the moment and I don't have a child. And I'm getting scared about that and I don't know if that chance is going to go away or if I'm not going to have that possibility. Why do I want to have a child? Do I really want a child or is this something that I think I need? Like really looking at all these different possibilities. Because this is challenging, because many of us are going through this. We're wanting something in our life that we don't have. We're wanting that, and other people have it, and so we're judging ourselves adversely to it. Well, we don't see all the things that are going on in their life that's not working. We don't see all those types of things. We don't see that. We just see what's not working in our life, or we see what we feel is not at the level it needs to be at. And so we have to get to a part of acceptance of our reality and understanding how we got there. I was recently working with a client the other day, and they were saying, you know, wow, I mean, you know, they live in an area, it's a very affluent area, and they didn't come from much. And they had a really tough upbringing, and they had a really tough childhood. And they've been able to create an amazing life for themselves against all odds. And I said, you know, that's awesome. That's amazing. But let's turn that around because they had been looking at it from a different perspective, how all these other people had all these things, but they didn't realize what they came from and how they got there and how cool that is that they were able to do that. And so many of us need to begin to embrace ourselves and embrace our past, even though the past might be checkered, begin to embrace that past and see it for what it is. And seeing the value in what you brought to the table, even if you came from meager means, and many of us have, accepting that reality and saying, well, I did come from this and I went through this, but hey, I'm here to tell the tale. And we're going to be talking more about ways you can do that, more ways of accepting reality, but also more ways of getting out of that comfort zone and finding true happiness. Stay tuned. I got a lot more coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/...
USA News update. This blast of Arctic air that has taken over much of the country is responsible for at least 17 deaths. Officials in Ohio now say 4 people have died from yesterday's massive 46-vehicle pileup on the Ohio Turnpike. With snow, freezing rain, and icy conditions knocking out power to more than 1 million across the USA. Meanwhile, flight delays and cancellations are only getting worse this Christmas Eve.
There's literally just people sleeping in our terminal all over the place.
FlightAware reports more than 2,000 flights in or out of the United States have been canceled today, with more than 4,600 delayed. On this Christmas Eve, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City is preparing for Midnight Mass.
Oh, it's such a moving and a jammed cathedral with hundreds of thousands of people listening and watching.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan's message, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. In today's show, I've been talking about timing, stress, acceptance of our reality, limiting judgment in our life, looking at the places that we're comfortable but we're not happy, and understanding what we can do to make changes by understanding ourselves and finding gratitude and beginning to let go and begin to believe in ourselves into an achievement and an activation, being able to connect with ourselves and being able to be ourselves. And this is what we ultimately want to do, because many of us are going through pains and sufferings today. Some of those pains and sufferings today have been the pains and sufferings for a very long time. And we keep putting it off. We keep sweeping it under the rug, keep sweeping under the rug, keep sweeping under the rug, and we're not getting anything done. We keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, and it's not changing. It's not getting any better. It's actually probably getting even more stressful, because you're just beating yourself up. Now we got judgment. Well, I can't even get this done. I've been working on this forever, and I can't get this done. I can't find a solution. I can't figure this out. I got to figure this out. I got to get to a solution. And many of you might not know a solution in various issues in your life. Maybe you are really trying to figure it out, and you've worked and worked and worked and worked, and you still don't have a solution. And that's okay. But you can't beat yourself up over it, because the more you beat yourself over not having a solution, the more you're not going to have a solution. It's just the way life is. We got to focus on what we can change. Like, just have not having a solution and focusing over and over again on, I can't get my ass out of the rain, is not going to help us. It's just more judgment. So we got to look at it and say, okay, I accept the fact that I'm in this situation. Whatever that situation is, X, Y, Z, okay, put your situation in. I am in this situation. Bam, 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 bam. Put it in there. How did I get myself in that situation? Figure it out. Think about it. What do I want to see different in the situation? Or how do I want to see the situation different? Or how do I want to see my life different? How does that look? How does that look? Is there anybody currently in the situation that can be a part of that solution? What part of the solution do you play? Do you play a large part of the solution? Where are you in the solution? Are you part of the problem? And what I mean by that, it's not a judgment call. It's like, are you doing something to self-sabotage yourself and creating more of a problem for yourself? How much self-sabotage are you doing? And how long have you been doing it? Many of us are self-sabotaging ourselves all over the place. We're constantly self-sabotaging, constantly putting our foot in our proverbial way to constantly self-trip ourselves. Seriously, it's like putting your own foot out to trip yourself, and you actually fall down on the ground. It's like, really? I'm really doing that. And some self-sabotage is really clear and cut and dry. Some self-sabotage is super clear. Some of it's not so clear. Some of it's a little under the radar. It appears like different things. It appears like something else. I mean, because some self-sabotage is obviously in your face. You know, if you're drinking a ton of alcohol a night, that's self-sabotage. If you're overeating and just indulging, self-sabotage. If you're doing lots of drugs, yeah, self-sabotage. Okay, those are all obvious self-sabotages. But think about the stuff that goes under the radar. What are you doing right now that's creating more of a problem right now, that's creating more hassle in your life that you don't know how to stop? What does that look like? How does that look? And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. And that's something that I want you to think about. You know, what is the things that I'm self-sabotaging? How am I self-sabotaging myself? You know, if you're in a situation, you know, maybe you're in a relationship. All of our, everything where we self-sabotage is our relationship with ourselves, others, spouse, significant other, people at work, relationships with money. Think about it. That's a relationship. Our relationship with security. I mean, we could be self-sabotaging ourselves because we're so scared of being alone that we'll allow anyone in our life. We'll allow anybody in our life because we're so scared of being alone, we just can't do it. We're so scared of it. We're so scared of being alone, and that fear is so real. That fear is so real that we will allow anybody in our life, in any situation in our life, in any relationship in our life. And some of those relationships need solid boundaries. All relationships need boundaries. But it's about creating those boundaries, and how do we create that, and what are the quality boundaries, and what are, you know, how do we do that, and how do we create success in our relationships? The relationship that we have with our own personal security, the relationship we have with ourselves, all these things are important to think about. All these things are important to think about. And I want you to think, you know, where is the most comfortable, uncomfortable place you are? If you were to think about that, The comfortable, uncomfortable place. Because I know that many of you have that place. You have that place. You're there a lot. It takes up a lot of your mind share. And I want you to think about what needs to be changed to change that situation. What can you do? What kind of power do you have? What can you do to make these changes? What can you do? It's a big question. What can you do? I think you got a lot of power. I think you can make a lot of changes. But you've got to know that yourself. I can't sit there and tell you, oh, you got all the power in the world, girl, guy, sister, brother. I can't say that. I can tell you you have power because I know you do. But I don't, I want you to be able to see it instead of me telling you something. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I want you to see is what power do you wield? What can you do and what power do you wield? Because I know that you have a lot of power and I know you know that you have a lot of power. I think, and maybe if you don't, well then I'm here to tell you have power, but in order to have power, you gotta wield the force. You gotta use the force. Luke, use the force. You've got to do that. You've got to use the force. You've got to figure this out. And I know you know how to do this. But what do we do to make changes? What changes can I make in this moment, today, tomorrow, the next day, to make my life better? What can I do? What options do I have? And that's what I want you to think about. What options do you have? Because I know you got some. But I want you to think what you can begin to do right now to make these changes, to make things work. Because I know that we have these options, we have these opportunities, we're going to feel pretty good about it. We just got to get there. And so what are the things that need to be changed? What can we change? You know, what can be done? What are our options? And then what can we do? What power do we have on our own? What power do we have on our own to make changes? Because that's what we really need to zero in on. That's what we need to focus on, that's what we need to zero in on, and that's what we need to work on. And as long as you can do that, that's paramount. And everything else is gravy. Everything else is gravy. If we can do that, we're in a really, really great place. And I want you to think about that. If we can do that, we're in a really, really great place. If we can do that, we can create change. But I need you to see that and say, okay, I'm accepting this reality. I'm accepting that I'm uncomfortable in this situation, even though I feel comfortable and it seems like second nature and I'm going through this. Even though I feel comfortable to some degree, I'm really actually not. And there are some changes that I need to make. There are some changes that I need to make that I'm going to have to go through and make these changes. And there's some things that I'm going to have to do and some things that I'm going to have to accept in order to go through these changes and to see things clearly. And there's going to be some gratitude that I want you to look at. I mean, what are you grateful for? Because there's definitely things in your life that you're grateful for. There's definitely things in your life that are working. What is working in your life? I mean, that's the gratitude piece. Like, you know, hey, look at what is working. Because sometimes we can really focus on what's not. And when we focus only on what is not working, we get lost. We get lost. We get sad. We get confused. We get overwhelmed. And all these things lead us to feeling just sad, to feeling less energy, to feeling overwhelmed, for feeling all these things that aren't going to lead us to a powerful position. This isn't going to make us feel powerful. Instead, it's going to make us feel quite the opposite. And I don't want you to feel that way. I don't want to see anybody feel that way. And that's what I'm saying, is that we need to be able to see our truth, even though there's some things going on that we're probably not happy with. Even though there's some things going on that we probably wish wasn't. But there are some things that are going well in our life. There are some things that are coming to fruition. There are things that are really awesome in our life. And that in and of itself is valuable. That in and of itself is amazing. And those are the things that we have to look at. Those are the things, okay, we don't want to just refocus and go, oh, well, I don't have any issues. I don't have any. No, we're not sweeping under the rug. I'm not suggesting that either. But I'm saying, hey, get some gratitude going where you say, hey, I have this going on. Remember some of the stuff that people don't always remember. Remember your health and wellness. You know, if you're healthy, think about that. That's a big deal. Don't overlook that. I know it's easy to overlook that. I know it's easy to forget that. But those are the things later on down the road. If something happens, you go, oh my God, I can't believe. You know, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And I need you to kind of think about that too. So thinking about that, thinking about the things that are working out. If you have relationships in your life that are working. If your job is working. Whatever it looks like. If you're able to work out and you're really happy about that workout you got going on every day and that's really bringing joy to your life, that's great. Capitalize on that. You know what I'm saying? Capitalize on the gratitude. You know, capitalize basically on what is working. That's where I want you to be at. What is working? What is going well? That's important. And really thinking about that and seeing that and realizing I can let go of some of the stuff. I'm going to have to work at it. I'm going to have some actionables. I'm going to have to do something. There's going to be things I have to do. And some of the things that I have to do, maybe I'm not the happiest about. Maybe it's not my most fun. Maybe it's something that's really overwhelming to me. But this might be the change that I need in my life. And to show myself that I can do it. And we got to believe in ourselves. We got to believe in our own power to make decisions. We got to believe in our own self to get things done. We got to have that belief system. And that can be hard to get. That can be hard to muster because of past failures or experiences that we feel stressed out about things that didn't go our way and we feel sad about. All these things are extremely important to understand. And really seeing that. But if you are still judging yourself based on something that didn't work last year or year before last, come on now. I know it's hard, but you gotta let that go. That's only getting in your way. And so in order for us to achieve something and to activate and achieve something, we have to believe in the process that we can do it. So stay tuned. I'm gonna be talking more about believing, achieving, activating, connecting with our truth, and being ourselves. I got lots more coming up, so don't change the channel or don't turn off the podcast, whether you're listening to the radio or the podcast. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about getting out of that comfortable, uncomfortable place. Figuring out what needs to be done. Capitalize on what is working. Many of us focus on what's not working, and I understand, but we got to focus on what's not working. We got to change it. We got to figure out the power we have to make the changes and the way we want to go and how we want to go by doing it. But in the process, we need to capitalize on what is working in our life, too, to give us that stamina and that belief to know that we can do it. We got to know we can do it. And we've done it before on things. We can do it again, right? We can do it again. I know we can do it again. We can achieve something great. And if something's not working on your life and in your life, it's not that this determines you or your value or anything. This is just reality. Some things work and some don't. And I know that's hard to hear, too, because I've had some clients say, well, I'm on a third divorce and, you know, I'm just a third-time loser. Well, is that really the case? Or is it just, hey, they didn't work out? I mean, I'm sure everybody could have worked harder or done something, but you know what? Who knows? But it didn't work out. It takes two to tango. But, you know, we don't want to define ourselves by that. We don't want to define ourselves by that. We need to accept that reality and move forward and say, okay, you know, hey, I did the best I can, but how do I learn from that experience? What can I do right now to take some power into my own hands? And start looking at my life and saying, okay, yeah, this is not working. So looking at that gratitude piece, what I'm grateful for. But again, going back to what do I need to augment my life that's not working for me, that's not healthy, that's not at my highest capability? And how do I begin to activate that? Where is the power that I have within? What can I do? And I want you to look at that and I want you to connect with that and say, okay, I can do these things. You know, whether you're going through relationship issues where you need to see a counselor. Have you gone to see a counselor or life coach yet? Have you gone with your spouse? Have you started making, you know, doing the work that you need to do? Okay. Also, have you been talking with that other person and explaining to them your feelings? If not, when are you planning on doing that? You know, there's all these things. You know, if you're having trouble with your child and you're needing to work on that, have you and your kid sat down? Have you had that conversation? Have you found someone that can help you with that? Because right now, many of you have an issue in your life and it's just in your head. You might have made some comments or said a few things or initiated a couple of things, but everything's kind of on hold right now and you're just like literally going back through it over and over again in your brain over and over again with no solution. And so you keep going back to, oh, it's so hard, it's so stressful, there's so much that has to be done. And you go back to that. But it's like the longer we go back to the, oh my God, it's so long, it's so challenging, it's so stressful, the further and further solution becomes because you start getting comfortable in your reality. You're comfortable in this situation, even though it's very uncomfortable, but you're comfortable because you don't want to make the change because this change is scary and you don't know how to go from there. And what happens when we have change? Oh my God, holy hand grenade, Superman, what do we do? What do we do? And I think one of the biggest things you can do is visualize your life. How do you want it to look? And how do you want to look when it's different? How do you want it to look? Change is scary. But more often than not, you know, change is necessary. Change is necessary to get the life we want. And that's what I want you to think about. That's what I want you to think about. When you're listening to this show, this is what I want you to think about and really analyze that situation so you can better understand what you need, what your needs are, what your wants are, what your desires are. Because guess what? You are worth it. You're allowed to feel this way. You're allowed to have wants and desires that you want in your life and things that you need in your life. And being able to see that and recognize those things. Because many of us have been living our lives for other people for a very long time. Some of us has not accepted the reality that we are not seeing our truth completely. And many of us just need to connect with our own self and be who we want to be. And so seeing yourself, being who you are, being who you want to be, being your authentic self, allowing that to be, and accepting that reality. And that is what is so amazing and powerful. And I want this for you. Activating that, achieving that. And so looking at those places where we're uncomfortably comfortable, examining that, and breaking through to the other side to see that value. Check out the YouTube channel. Just go to Life Coach Ashley Burgess. Or go to the website, ashleyburgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. We have new shows up every week. New video content up on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, every week as well. Stay tuned for a show next week. Can't wait to see you. Please share this with your family and friends and anybody that needs to hear this. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.